Hi there, welcome to this week's episode of the podcast with me, Russell Davis from The Fertile Mind. This week, we're looking at the third of the seven deadly myths that stop us having peace, resilience and flow. They often lead to more fear, anxiety and disease, all the things that put tension into our body, which is not what we need when we're trying to get pregnant. This week's myth is that X makes me feel Y. Is the myth that our experience is caused by our circumstances. It really looks like it's happening that way, but is it really true? Let's dive in and find out. And remember to subscribe to also get updates on the future myths that we're covering over the next few weeks. The second myth is that X makes me feel Y. This makes me feel that. My boss shouting at me made me feel angry or upset. My partner shouting at me made me feel upset. My friend not responding to my texts upset me or worried me about whether she's upset with me. We think that circumstances in our everyday lives affect how we feel internally or cause our feelings. We think there's a cause and effect between circumstances and our internal experience, our feelings. But that's a myth as well. It's a misunderstanding of where our feelings come from. Our feelings don't come from anything outside of us. We look at life like a camera, but not an SLR camera, those big old-fashioned cameras with interchangeable lenses. When you look through the viewfinder of an SLR camera, you're looking through the lens without any distortion through a series of mirrors. Our mind works like a digital camera, where the camera creates a digital representation of what the lens is looking at. And it's the same with our mind. We have this power to create thought. We're constantly creating thinking. And thought creates our perception of life. Thought is our screen. Just like a digital screen is made up of lots of little dots, little pixels. Our experience in life, our perception of life is created by lots of little thoughts. So we're living in the perception of our thinking. It's like a veil of thoughts we're looking at life through. Everything we're experiencing, everything about our perceptual experience, how we see things, how we experience things, how we taste things, how we hear things, everything, how we experience pain, physical pain, everything is coming through this veil of thought. So we're living in experience of our thinking, our perception of reality, which is why everyone has a different experience of a circumstance. It's why two people can be in the same job, one find it very stressful, the other find it piece of cake. It's not one's better than the other person, they've just got different thinking about it. Two emergency workers could be involved in a traumatic scene or witness a traumatic scene, and one get a McDonald's on the way home, the other be signed off for PTSD for 6 months. They had a different experience from the same circumstances. If you think about it, if it is our circumstances creating our feelings, if you think it's a lack of money in the bank balance or the fact we haven't got the latest promotion, or whatever it may be, we'd be constantly feeling that same emotion until the circumstance changes. But our thinking comes and it goes, which means our experience comes and it goes, even though the circumstances are the same. When you feel those feelings when we're thinking about it. So we're living the experience of our thinking, nothing else. Nothing on the outside has the power to make us feel anything. Likewise, we don't have the power to make someone else feel something. They're living an experience of their thinking. And it is an illusion. Our thinking paints this illusion of reality that's so plausible and so believable, it really does feel like the feelings are coming from our circumstances. It's like watching a film, and the best films we enjoy are the ones where at times we forget it's a film. We don't spend the whole 90 minutes thinking it's real, otherwise if someone gets shot, we'll be ringing the police. We dip in and out, but there are times you forget it's a film. And that's like our thinking. At times we forget we're experiencing our perception of reality. We think we're experiencing our circumstances. And we have a feeling, we have an emotion, and our thinking says you're feeling X because of Y. So it goes looking for the cause of the emotion, and it's looking for the cause in the obvious place, what it can see in front of us, in our circumstances, in our life, or where things it might happen in the future, or what happened in the past. But when we think our feelings are caused by circumstances, we then start thinking about what we need to do to change that, to let go of that, or to fix it. And sometimes we can't control that, so we feel trapped in that feeling. But that's the misunderstanding. Thoughts and feelings are two sides of the same coin. You can't have a thought without a feeling. You can't have a feeling without a thought. Sometimes we're more aware of the thoughts. Sometimes we're more aware of the feelings. But we're feeling a feeling. We're only ever feeling our thinking in that moment, the power of thought in that moment, creating our perceptual reality in that moment. And here's the thing. Our thinking is often our childhood thinking. We look at lens through the filter of our childhood thinking, which contaminates our present experience, habitual childhood thinking. But we think we're feeling reality. We think we're feeling our circumstances. But your feelings know nothing about your circumstance. They definitely know anything about the future, because the future doesn't exist. Only in our thinking. And it doesn't know anything about the past, because the past doesn't exist anymore. Only in our thinking. So there's a big misunderstanding of where our feelings come from. If we think we're feeling our circumstances, we chase our tail of thinking, working out what we can do to fix it, to change that, so we start to feel okay again. And we realize we're feeling our thoughts, and thoughts come and they go. It's actually a self-correcting system. We're always moving back to peace of mind without us doing anything. So the myth that X makes us feel Y is a complete myth, and it keeps us pointing in the wrong place for peace of mind, and it prevents us from having true peace of mind, because literally we're looking in the wrong place for the answer.